Hello, and this week is going to be another week in our series of The Journey to Holiness. This is actually your opportunity to become personally whole through God's holiness. Well, this actually represents week 22 of the journey, and we're knowing that there are times in your life when you're going to experience what I call battle fatigue. But what I'd like to do for you this week is to encourage you by giving you the tips that you're going to need to win in the battles that you may be confronted. The idea is you've got to decide whether to fight or flight when you're in the middle of confrontational behaviors. While we are all of the kind of the nature that we want to be people pleasers, we have a strong desire for acceptance. That is our innate capabilities to try to make sure that everyone likes us or that everyone feels well about us. In fact, that is really the core of peer pressure. Well, it's important for you to remember that regardless of how much you try, you can never be all things to all people. Conflict and confrontation are inevitable, and how you decide to deal with these strategies when you're in confrontation will make a difference. I'm going to actually ask you to analyze 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 17, as we walk through coming up with Christian strategies for dealing with conflict and confrontation. One of the things that's going to be very important is that you've got to do a point of introspection to see whether or not you're developing a habit of reacting to every beam of confrontation. Well, if you've developed this habit and this personality of trying to defend, or you're trying to correct, or you're trying to defeat those persons who are confrontational, then you're really going to be setting yourself up for failure. The truth of the matter is the most obsessive behaviors of this type, the one that's trying to make sure that everyone is happy with you or that you have people speak well of you, it really has its roots in either egotism or low self-esteem. When you analyze it, you're going to find that either you are so impressed with yourself that you're going to spend countless hours and energy trying to make sure that everyone sees how wonderful you are, or on the other hand, you feel so badly about yourself that you end this endless battle of trying to get everybody to think well of you, to pat you on the back, and to think that you're wonderful. Well, I can assure you that both of those strategies are going to lead you into defeat, and you're going to be too excited to understand that you really are going to suffer battle fatigue. In the Army, the battle fatigue is an idea that sometimes you've been so engrossed with conflict that after a while you become really tired and your body just kind of shuts down emotionally and mentally because of the constant dropping of water, the constant conflict, and constant confrontation. Well, that doesn't have to be your lot. And this week, as we look through 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 17, I'm going to give you tips on how you can deal with conflict and confrontation. You'll know whether you should fight or flight. This week's Anchor of Holiness has already said that you've got to keep a rein on your tongue. It can damage relationships like wildfire. I'm encouraging you to choose your battles. Some of them are not worth fighting. And so that's when you get to the point of trying to decide whether you will fight or flight. The choice is going to be yours. Well, take a note or be able to download and play it back again and even share it with friends of these 7 strategies for dealing with conflict and confrontation. The Bible has very, very clear concepts about how we should deal with those types of behaviors. As you look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 17, study that in-depthly, and I'm going to give you what I believe are the 7 strategies for dealing with confrontation that has been outlined in the Scripture. The first is, try to understand the other person's point of view and their personality type. When you know what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with, it's going to help you find out how you should begin to react and interact. The second thing is that you've got to avoid the tendency to do evil for evil. That is a very common struggle, even with Christians. It is birthed, really, in that idea that we have to defend ourselves and we have to make people feel the hurt that we are feeling. But the second strategy is going to be very important to you. You've got to develop a consciousness that you're going to avoid the tendency to do evil for evil. The third strategy is to behave with dignity, not with self-destructive motives, because this way, when people are really looking at how you're handling situations, it's going to be very important that you understand that the way you react is going to either draw people to your walk in Christ, or it's going to say then that there's nothing in your walk with Christ. And so if you begin to behave with dignity, then you're going to really receive God's blessing. The fourth step is find a way to establish a peaceful relationship with your adversary. Well, I know that this is not always easy, and maybe even sometimes you'll have to end up walking away or letting some things go. You see, because you have to be able to look at the scripture that says, follow peace with all men, for holiness without which no man can see the Lord. And so when helping someone else begins to hurt you, that's a clear point that it's time to let it go. Now, I'd like to ask you to look at the fifth point that I'd like to give to you, and that is that you should realize that you should always try to do what is right and good. And if you do what is right, good will come to it. The Bible even declares that all things will work together for your good, for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So realize when you really try to do the right thing, good will come of it. The sixth strategy here is that you want to keep your self-respect, your poise, and your dignity. This shows that you really have true self-control. Do not allow others to make you a puppet. Well, what do you mean by that, you may ask? Whenever you respond based on what others are doing, that gives them the element of control, and it says that you really are their puppet. That God has made us all free agents, and he's given us victory through his son, Jesus Christ, and so you should always remember as your sixth strategy to keep your self-respect, your poise, and your dignity. And then finally, the seventh strategy from this deck, I believe, for you today is, it is better to be remembered as a person who did right than to be remembered as a person who engaged in something that was wrong. So when you begin to look at all seven of these strategies that I've offered to you, you're going to be able to answer the question of fight or flight. Well, the deciding factor is to ask yourself, will my actions bring dignity or disgrace? Will it bring shame or spiritual support? Will it bring guilt or godliness? And actually, the call is yours. It's your future. But what I'd like to have you remember is that you only get one chance to make a good first impression. And so as you get through your new walk in Christ, and as you get through your new point of personal resilience, remember, wisdom to win the battle comes when you make the right decision about whether you would fight or flight. And in most cases, the strategy is really clear. Just come out knowing that you are a winner. And so, until next week, be sure that you understand that you are more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens you. And so I'd like for you to be blessed, be whole, and be free.